Renew our strength, Lord, and let our hearts find comfort in you, because you are the giver of patience and endurance. Without you, Jesus, we will not stand. Amen. My children, Blessed Mother began, it should be no surprise to you that you are suffering various sicknesses and issues. The whole earth is in a great state of turmoil, and even to hold the land together is requiring many sufferings. There are physical things going on with the world that are taking a heavy toll on all inhabitants. I need you to find courage and strength to continue in the Eucharist and in your dwelling prayer. You may return to heaven anytime. The Lord is extending this grace to you because of the darkness of the hour. I recommend you get serious about going there. Without His grace, this world would not continue to hold together. The darkness has penetrated into every place on the earth. You are suffering through very difficult times that require much resolve in showing the Lord you live for Him alone, and that the good feelings that come with life are on hold for now. So much is being used to keep terrible things from happening because the threat of war and the death of millions is still very real. Jesus began, I am asking of you, my people, endurance. I do not say that lightly. I am requesting this virtue from you because it is greatly needed. Do not abstain from receiving me every day. You all need this strength that only my body and blood can give you. You cannot go far without touching the hem of my garment. I am telling you, that is of great importance that you receive all the sacraments your mind and body are needing. Do not leave out confession. There is a certain cleansing and equipping you receive from that sacrament. Some of you are not paying sufficient attention when putting on your armor, and do remember to take your shield from me and embrace me fully so that I can make of you an imposing tower that is totally protected. Lord, our bodies are so worn out. Some of you are still recovering from this terrible disease. You must be more patient with yourself and accept with tranquility that I'm allowing this state as an offering. In this situation, all you can do is pray, and for this time, that is exactly as it should be. My brides, I am proud of the way you are persevering, and I forgive you for complaining. I love you dearly, and I hate to see you suffering, but you are praying for the salvation of souls who are not prepared to die. Do not forget that. I am very pleased with the resolutions of your hearts and minds to continue on. You are in a serious war with evil, and they are bound and determined to pick you off one by one. But you know this. It is good to remember it. Things will not always be this difficult. You are going through a long, dark tunnel of warfare that is requiring more resolve than you usually have. You are doing this the right way, by praying against the spiritual powers that are hell-bent on discouraging you. The sun will shine again in your hearts. Do not give in to sadness. Understand, my beloved ones, I too walk this tunnel with my disciples. I too struggled and fought to persevere. You are truly being formed into my image, and soon enough you will see the glory that is being distributed on your behalf, and the effects it is having on this war. So please persevere as you have been. Rely more on the Eucharist, and know that Earth is struggling to survive all the physical changes it is going through. And we are all in this together. I am proud of you. I bless you, precious ones, and encourage you to continue in your resolute state of commitment. The whole world is blessed by your prayers and offerings as well. Truly, we are doing this together. Let these thoughts be a consolation to you. I love you so very deeply. I cherish each effort you make to feed my lambs and sheep around the world. And if you could see the good you are doing, you would be ecstatically happy.